to get up. Life would kick him back down. One day, Papa called me to his dying bed. Put his hands on my shoulder, then in tears he said, he said, Patches, I'm depending on your son to pull the family through. My son is all.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porter Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Thursday morning. Text line, you want to be in touch with the program, 251-343-0106. Still to come on the program this morning, about an hour from now, from 1819 News, my colleague there, April Marie Fogle. And in the 11 o'clock hour, back by popular demand, as I stated in the last or earlier in the show, former State Senator Dick Brubaker will make time for us. Calling in from Boston. I texted him last night and said, hey, you can do radio tomorrow. He's like, well, I'm in Boston, but yeah. I was like, all right. So he'll be with us, always appreciative of his time. But joining us now, we've never had him on before, but maybe this will be the first of several appearances from a group called Americans for Prosperity. I got to know a lot about them when I was in D.C. all those years, but there's an Alabama chapter, AFP Alabama. Adam Thompson joins us on the line. Adam, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well. Well, I guess before we really get into anything here, kind of talk us through, I guess y'all arrived on the scene maybe a year and a half or so ago here in the state and just now getting around to getting you on. But talk about AFP and what you're hoping to accomplish here in Alabama.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the opportunity and thanks for having me on this morning. Yeah, we are just celebrating actually just this month, about 2 years in the state of Alabama. We are a national grassroots organization founded 21 years ago, actually. And so we have chapters, brick and mortar chapters in 36 states. And we are, like I said, a grassroots organization. So we focus on bringing people together to advocate for common cause, so like low taxes, low regulatory environment, school choice, making their health care personal and them in control, not government health care. And so all those issues. So whenever people are confused or don't know how to take action, we try to get people together throughout the state and focus their efforts on effectuating a positive change.
Yeah. And, we need a lot of, we sort of take it for granted in Alabama. We're a Republican state. We elect Republicans up and down the ballot. I mean, yeah, there's obviously always pockets of Democrats, but for the most part, we are in good shape in Alabama because we are a Republican supermajority. Now, that's not always the case at all. I mean, in my experience, it's been very underwhelming as a supermajority, but you don't necessarily get like the most conservative or the most small government-minded folks in Montgomery.
Unfortunately, that's the case, right? And there are a lot of good people in Montgomery, and I spent close to 15 years in state government in Montgomery working for a variety of people. But, yeah, we need to get back to the tried and true limited government. You know, we're for all the government we can afford, right, and no more, right? And government is supposed to protect health, safety, and welfare, and those are the main tenets of what we're supposed to be doing. And anything beyond that is just fluff, right? It's just extra. And so when you are constantly looking at increasing budgets and taxes and things, we need to look where we can make government more efficient, more lean, and really serving the people like they're supposed to.
Well, let's start here. Now, I know you said I'm kind of with you here. I'm not against the existence of some element of public broadcasting. I get it. I wish the content were not as slanted or left of center worldview-ish as it is. But Alabama Public Television and Wayne Reed, its executive director, and he's been showing up here and there in different places around the state too, making this case here. They're sending out emails, protesting Trump's rescissions package. They're gonna, warning they're gonna lose $3 million or so a year, but at the same time they get such a big appropriation from the Alabama legislature. But anyway, I guess the point is, why is the Alabama Public Television brass meddling in sort of government affairs? It's not necessarily something you would want to see from public television.
Jeff, I think it's ridiculous. When I opened that email, right, and, you know, I've subscribed to APTV, you know, paid for their passport access to watch some shows and different things. My children have watched it, not begrudging the content, though there are a lot of things that I find objectionable as well. But it's a government agency using taxpayer money to lobby another government agency to get more taxpayer money. I mean, it seems to be the most ridiculous thing that I can think of, right? And putting content, putting whether you think public TV is good or bad, like government agencies using taxpayer money to lobby, whether it's the state legislature or whether it's Congress, it's just crazy, right? It doesn't make any sense why we should allow this.
I know you spend a lot of time, probably more time in the hallways there in the state house than I do at the lobbyist or on the payroll of some government agency, it seems like. But I guess the nature of this is a little more in your face. It's not as if there's right. We have a say. The programming doesn't really mesh up with the culture here. But I find it, you know, I'm kind of in the same category you are. They get a lot already, and they don't. They're not doing, Adam, is they're not making the case to a Republican Capitol Hill or Republican controlled Capitol Hill that they have value. And, you know, this is what Republicans they look at. So, you know, is this really? This looks like a place where government's bloated, and we can make cuts and have smaller government, which is sort of the mandate of Republicans.
Absolutely. Like, I mean, we fully support the president's rescission package that passed the House and it was pending before the Senate, which would claw back, I think it's over $9 billion, right, worth of spending. We have got to get our fiscal house in order when we're a country that's, you know, $37 trillion in debt and counting. But again, like you said, it's the in-your-face-ness of this. APTV is not the only state agency that, you know, lobbies. But this was just, you know, so direct, so bold in your face. I mean, if you go look at their website right now, it's on the middle of their website. Like, they are not hiding it. They are using all their resources to advocate for that. And that's just what I have a problem with, right? It's incredibly inappropriate, I'll put it that way, to use taxpayer money to lobby legislators or members of Congress to get more taxpayer money or keep more taxpayer money. They're not the only agency that has done it. I mean, during the session this past spring, I mean, we had two state agencies really come after us over a bill we were supporting, right? And, you know, trying to muddy the waters there. And so it's just, it's crazy that you would spend taxpayer money in this way.
Well, and you know, we see it all the time, and they don't just like have their, I know some have in-house lobbyists, you know, that are government affairs. And, you know, I guess I could kind of get that. But it's these guys, it's these government agencies, and I'll use the informally known as the Birmingham Waterworks Board, Adam, and they were hiring Fine Gettie for, I don't know what they were paying them, I think it was publicized, but like, they go out and hire these very expensive sort of, you know, lobbying firms with taxpayer dollars. And then is that really like the best use of government resources, taxpayer resources, to do that? When do they have these agencies, you know, this government, nothing is perfect, it leaves much to be desired, but they spend more time on the legislative end than they do actually their mandate.
They do, right? And I think it's a completely different situation if you have like an agency head or an employee who's having a meeting with a legislator, a member of Congress, you know, talking about this is what it's going to affect my agency, or this is what this, you know, budget might do, right? That's appropriate. The head of the agency, like, you can talk about agency operations. But when you're doing a full-throated PR campaign, basically, right, where you're sending it to every Alabamian, I guess, who's probably ever signed up for an email for APTV, and you're directing them to go lobby on their behalf so they can, you know, keep, $1.1 billion of money. It's just crazy, right? It's just incredibly inappropriate.
You're not even joking here. I just, while you were talking, pulled up their website. I mean, it's the lead on their website. And they got like a couple of teasers for their programming and some other things, but like, they're front and center, protect my public media. And it's they're using their platform to, and then this is not what it's meant for. They're using their platform to push an agenda.
Right, Right. I think, you know, getting back to what they're supposed to do, what the legislature created them to do in the 50s and actually sticking to their mission would probably behoove them very well, right? They would probably not have some of the reputational issues that they're experiencing. But again, it's just incredibly inappropriate, right? Is that in no other area of our daily life do I know, do you spend your own money to somebody you know to then get more of your own money, right? And then, you know, they'll talk about, you know, it's our money, our budget, but it's taxpayer money, right? And it's just a waste, especially, I mean, if the budgetary situation is that dire, then I would stop spending money on the fluff, right? Get back to the basics and get back to your core mission.
Well, so, and looking at this, you know, whatever they get from the state of Alabama, here we are in a state, Adam, and they couldn't extend or make permanent the overtime tax exemption and you know, all these different things that were told by these guys in the legislature who run the ETF that we can't part ways from this. We can't sink. This is money that could go to schools and children and so on and so forth. And you say, point out $18.9 million from the ETF for this fiscal year. You know, that seems like a good place to start right there. If they're going to maybe cut the lobbying budget for Alabama Public Television. But it doesn't seem to be any scrutiny there by our lawmakers, or maybe there needs to be.
I think there absolutely needs to be, right? And we have some that have been really looking at this, and especially with some bills that these last few sessions where public entities have lobbied against them. But I do think the legislature should take a hard look at using taxpayer funds for lobbying efforts. Not just the hiring of contract lobbyists or that type of issue, but just like the internal efforts, right? The money you're spending to try to influence something that's going to, you know, ultimately benefit that agency at the cost of the taxpayer. Look, and we are for tax relief. We at AFP believe tax relief should apply to everybody, right? Everybody should be prioritized for tax relief. And we think that certainly is possible, given record budgets we've had and rainy day funds and everything that has been funded over the last several years, that it's time to prioritize tax relief. And this just makes it, frankly, a glaring example of agencies who don't understand or are not prioritizing the tax money they're getting, right, in a wise way.
And government grows in this state. It gets back to our discussion when we kicked it off. I mean, well, you know, everything's fine. We got Republicans in charge. But since Republicans took over in 2010, I mean, it's just been. And then, like, look, and when they got it in control in 2010, in 2011, the Democrats majority had sort of, you know, smashed and grabbed and ran everything down and spent everything up, and they started from a very very bare bones place. But here it is, 15 years later, and it, you know, just everything has grown, and you can count inflation or whatever if you want, but like this whole mentality, Adam, in Alabama, where we protect the budgets at all cost, and we're not even having any discussion. Where can we cut here? What can we do? We're still in this mindset where it's we don't want proration, and we want to make sure there's money there for the rainy day, as you say. But there hasn't been a real hard look at, like, sort of, especially in this environment when DOGE was such a big thing, and maybe not as much right now, of ways to downsize government. And then they came out with this ACES thing several years ago, and they touted that when the DOGE discussion was really going. But it's a organization made up of government cabinet or government appointed officials and state lawmakers, whereas DOGE was like kind of a third party outside thing. There's just not an honest effort to look at ways to move government back in the shrinking direction.
Well, and we've got to look at what is the proper role of government, what are the core functions of government we should be funding, and what are the nice-to-haves, the fluff, if you will, right? I mean, we all, at home have our own individual budgets, and, you know, Jeff, I'd love to have a boat and I'd love to have a lake house and I'd love to have all these kind of things, but I can't make that work, right? I have to live within my means. You have to live within your means. All your listeners do as well. And so it really, I think, is a discussion we need to be having, a serious discussion about what's the proper role of government? What should we be funding? What are the nice to haves, but really are not, what are critical functions of government? And let's reprioritize that money, either back to taxpayers through tax relief and other changes, or making sure we're shoring up those critical functions of government so that, that they're providing the services that they need to be providing.
Yeah, and then they we're you know, you look at especially the ETF, and Adam, I don't know what it's like in other states, but like Alabama spends like three times as much on education as it does everything else combined. Everything is geared toward education. I'm not saying it shouldn't be a priority, but I really wonder, you know, we're kind of upside down in this state, and we're still kind of living through like an AEA-dominated state, and then you have to go back a long time when that was really truly the case. But, it's like a third rail, a sacred cow when you start talking about the ETF, despite its just ginormous size.
It absolutely is. And honestly, we're one of the few states that also bifurcates our budget, right? Having an education budget and then an everything else budget. Most states have just a large budget, right? And there are reasons for that, and there are constitutional amendments, and that gets a lot, you know, complicated to try to change, but it doesn't mean we shouldn't have that discussion. And what are we funding, right? What are we funding in the education budget? And frankly, what are the results we're getting? I think it's one of the reasons why the CHOOSE Act, the ESA program, was so popular in the first year. 37,000 people wanting to sign up is because they want control over their education money, because they're not getting the value for, based on frankly what we're spending a lot of times in this state.
Adam, we're out of time here, but before I let you go, one more time, folks want to find out more about AFP Alabama and what you guys are doing. How can they do so?
Yeah, they can visit AmericansForProsperity.org, all spelled out, AmericansForProsperity.org, and you can take action on the website, and we'd love to partner with anybody in the state.
All right, Adam Thompson, ladies and gentlemen, y'all check it out. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5.
But I can't say the same for me. I've done it many times. Somebody take me home.